fuck up.
All right, now we're live.
All right.
We're live now, guys. Welcome to the Pros and Cons podcast. My mouth is full of ice.
I'm just kidding. Now, welcome to the Pros and Cons podcast, where we talk about conventions. I'm your host, Vincent.
That's... I don't know if that's a clever name. Like, is that something you just thought of, or...
I thought of it as I was posting the last one. The last, like, convention topic we did. I was like, pros and cons. I was just trying to think of anything that used the word cons or conventions. So,
yeah. Pros and cons.
Yeah, pros and cons is the current name of any just podcast we put on here where we talk about, like, after a day of a convention.
Okay.
It's suitable, it works, you know, like, I'm not saying it's like some A-list name.
Name is possibly TBD, because I don't know how I feel about pros and cons.
I mean, we still have the other podcast name with the, for a different topic. It was called Question or Chaos.
Yeah, Question or Chaos.
We still have that one, but that one's... For any time we do a random podcast that isn't,
and this is a
convention.
Structured post-con.
Well, I'm not saying it's that structured, but it's just a post-con.
The structure is it happens after a con.
Yeah. The structure is that we will talk about a convention somewhere
under construction.
Yeah, it's under construction. The Pros and Cons Under Construction Con Podcast. Convicted Construction Podcast of Pros and Cons.
One in con one.
Now the problem with not having Zach here is we don't have a way of actually checking the chat unless you want to get on Twitch, because we're on Twitch.
Sure.
Too.
Oh, right, crap. Cool. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm your host, Vincent, and today I'm joined by
Corey, also known as the guy on the left and the guy that didn't attend the con.
And
Abby.
No, that's not totally true.
No,
I attended
as a guest. I didn't attend as a host just because I wouldn't be able to have cups
set
up. Well, at least people can hear us.
yeah, audio flawless.
Yeah, well, what works out about you attending as a participant or a guest doesn't work because guests are like their big
attendee. They're voice actors or they're wrestling pros, because apparently we had the
is such a big thing.
Sting?
At cons,
like, no, like, legit, what was his name, Sting or whatever?
Sting was here, but I knew that there's
it was Kane. I don't know, it was one of the ones that wears a mask.
I don't know, I just don't get why wrestling is such a huge deal at conventions,
at like comic conventions. Like, that's the, it's the most hilarious, like, crossover. Because it's like, you know, boy, I need my Superman comic, and also, you know, The Rock Johnson just to, like, put someone through a table. Like,
I mean,
just...
I guess they're both fictional.
Fictional occurrences.
Now, don't get me wrong. Wrestling takes a lot of skill. It takes a lot of talent. Takes a lot of...
Acting
and a lot of workout and drugs. No, it takes a lot. I'm not demeaning wrestling.
No, not at all. I mean, it, you know, it is everyone's favorite fake sport, but it's a
real sport in the sense of it. At the very least,
it
I'm
is
sure
a
they
spectacle.
Have to train and work out and exercise and put as much work in as someone who does a sport. So I count it in that
sense. And acting on top of that.
We just have one guy who just joined immediately to this whole thing, and he just has, like, a tear in his eye.
Yes, he's like, that's it, I'm done.
I'm leaving now.
Like, and it's one of the wrestlers from the con, it's just like, yeah, maybe these guys are cool. Nope, alright.
Maybe these guys would like me to give them a shout-out and team up with, no.
And Dan says hello, everybody.
Hello, Dan. Now, for those listening to our podcast, you can watch us live on Twitch. Obviously, not right now, but you can come back in the future. Go ahead and follow us on Twitch, and you can get notified whenever we go live.
Yep, or check out the past broadcast so you can feel like you were there the whole time.
Yeah, and just ask us questions, and we'll role play as being dickheads to you. Because you'll ask us questions, and we'll just completely ignore you.
Like, we'll be, like, popular YouTubers.
Yeah, yeah. It would be a simulation of what it would be like if we were popular.
That's never happening. Please subscribe.
Down the gatekeepers.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I guess from the outside of the table, it was... it's always a different perspective just to kind of see, like, how the table's set up and just kind of, like, being like, oh, you know, I... table looks good, the setup looks clean, or like, oh, this could possibly use like adjusting here and there, because it's like when you're setting it up, you're like, let's just get everything displayed and done.
How'd the table look?
Overall, very clean. Art was presented clean. Your setups were always great. I felt like the only thing is like the cards. Once you start putting all the cards down, that gets a little cluttered. But I mean, yeah, that's probably like the only. Like...
We didn't keep them that way the whole time. They were that way a decent bit because showing people, but we weren't that way the whole time. But yeah, it was messy for a little bit.
Yeah, because I mean, that's the hardest thing being like a small card dealer essentially is just like. You've got to display the wares to catch people's interest, but if you do, it just makes your tabletop like space look like absolute ass. Like,
yeah, well, especially just... I mean, there's a way you can display it kind of like nice and neat with the cards out like that versus like just like throw on a table.
But then when we see, it's like once we start getting properties, it's like, you know, we've got two games right now, so already that's a lot of space. But then if we get like Heartseeker, then you've got three games you're trying to show off. It's just like, oh my god.
Yeah. Well, the trick with that is I purposely. Designed Heartseeker to hopefully be something that can sell because of the way it looks, where you don't have to like show the cards and stuff as much, because the fact that it just looks like a manga and you say like, hey, here's what the back of the cards look like, you know, this and that, like I think people could almost just buy it just seeing it, because I mean people do that for games anyway sometimes, but like Spellslingers, you know, doesn't have a description written on the back. It kind of like the box is kind of thrown together just. It's like, here's the Spellslinger's box. I just kind of threw it together without giving it much thought. So I feel like I kind of have to show it off a little bit more. And, like, Guillotine has a nice packaging, but it's just kind of, like, it's simplistic, you know?
So, yeah.
And I think part of the highlight for Guillotine is showing off all the art for that one. But I totally get what you're saying. Like, there, at a certain point when you have too many games, there's only so, like... Whenever I speak to people, I only have enough time to really pitch them two games.
Yeah, it's like you have at most, what, 15 to 30 seconds unless they're actually trying to engage in a conversation to catch the interest. And then it's like, you know, if you have too many things, you get the analysis paralysis where they're just, okay, yeah, there's too much stuff going on, I'm moving on.
Yeah, and I learned that mostly at Seggy because I think that was the first one where we had Heads or Tails, Guillotine, Spellslingers X Otherworlds, the Velocity expansion pack, and yeah, I think that was it, and then maybe even Otherworlds, and it's like, if you try to take someone through all of that, it's like overwhelming, the paralysis thing, so it's like, okay, I just gotta focus on two, and I was just telling Abby before you got here, it's like, okay, I think, especially for this month, but just in general, it makes sense if we really try to nail in Guillotine, since that's the newer one, especially with it being fall and Halloween coming up. I think it'd be best to like not really mention the other ones unless someone asks, and just be like, Guillotine this, Guillotine that, maybe even deck out more of the Halloween kind of stuff for this month. So I think we'll do that.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Because I still think like if we get it right, like if we hit just the right market, Guillotine is a massive game. Like, I mean, it carries itself very well.
Yeah, that's the trick though. It's hard because
in the right market.
Yeah, because there's always people that kind of like have that power and have those positions, but they kind of already know other people that make games, and it's like they'd rather help them out than try to help us out and stuff. So it can be kind of tricky to get.
Because I'm gonna look into like at least one of the advertising groups that they tagged us in. Like I said, I've been talking to one of them just to see if we can get more exposure, if anything else.
Yeah, and maybe we can set up like an online. Because we have Guillotine where we can play online, which is cool, through the tabletop simulator. And that could be a possibility, or we can have like an event, maybe a boardwalk. We can actually bring the Wendigo mask, do the Wendigo challenge, they can win like something for beating the Wendigo.
Yeah,
or
like $100 or something. Yeah, like, so nothing, not like a big con where we would do like $1,000 or something, because you're making your money back, but.
Yeah, so we can figure that out. It'd be cool. So just as attending the convention, how long did you stay around?
Probably hour and a half. Like, oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it was Comic-Con Junior, so it's, like, literally half to a quarter of the size that it
I feel
was.
Like it was probably a quarter.
Yeah, because,
yeah, and so, Zeradan, you were there with us at the normal Comic-Con. For the first time ever, they had a Comic-Con Junior, which is where we were at. It was basically the same convention with the same kind of things, but if you reduced it all the way down to, like, a fourth. And it was pretty good on our end. We made probably about a third of what we made over the 2 days of the normal convention.
Yeah.
So, which is actually pretty good, like, statistically, like, comparatively, you know. But we also had a lot more art prints this time than we did last time, so it helped diversify ourselves.
Yeah, and I mean, art prints always sell. I mean, it's just one of those things where if you have art, you're making sales. It's just a matter of what else you can do to drive attention to what you want to sell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough, too, because sometimes now having all the art prints, sometimes that's the main catch where people want to look at the art prints and they don't care about the game side of things. So that kind of sucks, but at the same time, if we didn't have the art prints, they might not even walk up or really care to begin with. So it's kind of this weird thing with that. But I think it works out. Selling the art prints definitely helps sort of supplement the company to where we have like extra expenses that we can then put towards the games or put towards anything else we need it to.
Yeah.
And so you spent an hour and a half there. You felt like you kind of saw everything in that hour and a half?
Yeah, I mean, you know, comic books, that's well and good. You know, you got your vintage collector stuff. You got your odd card collector, card seller, reseller. You got your art prints, your artist alley, your books, your... you know, just the usual people that you see. Because in those kind of conventions, you typically start to, you know, make friends and know some of the people there.
I feel bad for the booksellers, because I feel like those are the ones that probably are the hardest upsell and the ones that make the least. And they take a big effort, maybe, because maybe they had to drive a few hours, pay for the room and everything. And then they just put their book on the table. And it's like this one book. Sometimes they have two books. And books take forever to write. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of props to them. And they have these books there.
And you're just taking like this huge circuit where you're not the relevant market 9 times out of 10.
And if you walk up, it's like you have no idea if you're going to like that book or not. A lot of people don't necessarily like reading books. Like it's like books are kind of... like, normally if someone reads books now, it's like manga or something, you know? It's like, they're not going to read this, like, random, like, the high water priest or whatever. It's like, I don't know if I want this. So, I really feel for people that write books and are there.
Yeah, and I mean, it's such a hard market, too, because it's like, I mean, even if you like the book, it's just like, the book circuit is such a weird circuit anyway. It's like, unless you're, like, a big bestseller, you're never going to quite make the numbers. It's just...
yeah, like, when I walk... and part of why I'm saying this, too, is when I walk by the tables, I gave a brief look around everything, and when I walk by all the books sellers there, they were all just kind of, like, looking down, like... they would, like, look up at me and just kind of, like, look back down, and it was like... they looked way sadder than anyone else I walked past.
Oh.
I don't know if it was just me thinking into it too much, or maybe it was just one person in particular and kind of gave me an impression of everyone, but it was just like, man, I feel kind of bad.
Yeah.
And as far as the comics go, it's funny because, you know, like, Abby and Zach are like, yeah, there's a lot of comic book sellers here. And it makes sense. This is Comic-Con. You need comic book sellers at a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But I saw someone post on their Facebook page, and like, I remember back in my day where Comic-Cons were all about the comics.
I mean, yeah, but Comic-Con's never really been just about the comics. I mean...
I just want... it's Comic-Con. It better be just the comics.
It's the appreciation of comics. I mean, it's the culture of comics, not just comics. I mean, you know, everything's...
I just want comics, man. You see the giant Shrek that was annoying?
No.
Oh, my God, dude. There's a giant Shrek, and one of his ear things fell off, and he's walking around. He has, like, stains all over his shirt, which hopefully were fake. And then,
I'm pretty sure that was green body paint that he had on himself that he was just rubbing all over his shirt.
Maybe, but apparently, like, when we talked to the different vendors, they're like, I can't stand that Shrek. I'm so upset with him. And it sucks because I love Shrek. I love Shrek the character. I love the movies. That Shrek was kind of... he was also watching. He just, like, left the chat. The tear down the eyes.
Sketchy
just...
Shrek has left the chat.
Go away, Shrek.
Go away, Shrek.
Back to your swamp.
Back to your swamp. For the convention, I think we sold probably like 6 Guillotine decks.
Yeah, I think so.
So like 6 Guillotine, sold like 1 Spellslingers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we sold more See, the first SC Comic Con, we sold half and half. I think we sold like 12 of each. This one we sold, I think, 6 Guillotine, 1 Spellslingers deck. But we sold like 18 art prints. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And those sell for 15 a piece or 2 for $25. Mm-hmm. So 15 or $12.50 a piece. So that definitely helps us a lot. And we sold like 20 roll the dice where you pay the $3 to roll.
That's, I mean, honestly, something like that. Yeah, you can make a lot of money.
What's cool about it, too, is the individual things you win from rolling the dice is kind of a hard sell on their own sometimes. Where it's like, hey, just buy this little token or buy this little sticker. Like, sometimes people are like, I kind of like it, but I'm not sure. But people really like the idea of just rolling the dice to see what they get. And so it helps get, it kind of helps move that product, but, like, in a way that's, like, more fun.
Yeah.
So it's been really good for us to do that. And I literally just came up with the idea because of Cuphead and that picture of them rolling the dice. And we have this yellow dice over there that's off camera where you can write your own stuff on it. So the initial roll of the dice was, the idea was writing the prizes on each side of that. And we actually used that the first time we did. But then we were like, okay, we want to have 2d6s instead of one. And also that big dice kept rolling off the table, was causing issues. So having the two and the dice tray and stuff, we've, like, upgraded it over time. And, like, now I found this, like, Oogie Boogie that says roll the dice on it. I just found it in Walgreens for, like, $8. And so we got that. It fits perfectly in the dice tray. It's just, it's all perfect. I love it. I love it!
Zero Dan Redeem, make us boo.
Boo!
Boo! Boo! Boo, boo,
boo!
Boo! Boo, boo. I like that more than I thought I would.
Boo!
Boo, 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 boo. Did you ever watch that anime Bo 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 Bo?
Yes.
It's Rachel's favorite anime.
Actually, I was playing a game with dinosaurs in it, Ark Survival Evolved, and one of the animals you can catch is the dodo, and I named it Dodo 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 Dodo.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Are the dodo birds come up to, like, kind of here?
No, they come like shin level. Like, they're really stupid.
So apparently, because we saw, like, a replica of a dodo bird at this museum we went to, and, like, they had them, like, up to the, like, there or something. Like, they almost look, like, rideable.
So they basically look like a cassowary, like, which is an Australian bird.
Sure. No, they almost look like chocobo size. Like, it was like, you could ride this thing.
Chocobos in real life?
Yeah.
Click chocobo here to size. Find out.
You don't need it to be in real life to know the size of it.
Yeah, true. I mean, like, that's a... I mean, I gotta give it to the Final Fantasy. They made, like, something that's so iconic that, like, even outside their culture, people, like, know instantly what it is.
Yeah, even though I had this friend in high school that kept calling it Chocobo, I'm like, it's not Chocobo.
Chica-cha.
Chocobo.
Yes, it was El Chocobo, you know, the Spanish Chocobo.
Oh, man. On our end of things, like, selling stuff, the first hour was kind of slow, and the last, like, hour and a half was slow, but everything in between that was pretty busy and bustling. A lot of people love the art prints, looking through it. All the art prints, well, not all of them, but we didn't sell, like, just one art print. It was kind of, like, varied for the most part. It wasn't like any one seemed more popular than the others, which is pretty nice.
Oh yeah, what holiday are we going to do for our character arts this year?
So we have those were popular enough to make their money back on the investment if you don't count the time put into it. So if you just count the money it took to do the holiday prints, we were able to make enough to just cover it, like, just as an expense. Yeah. And so I was just kind of like, okay, maybe this isn't the best. Maybe this isn't, I like them, but maybe isn't, like, maybe I should put my time somewhere else that can be a little bit more beneficial. I do like them a lot, though. They're fun to do.
Yeah, I mean, I was just curious, just because, I mean, yeah, like you said, I mean, they're more fun than anything else. It's just, you know, it'd be cool to see what we would do next if we...
Yeah, and it's weird that we have 3 holiday art prints and we don't have a Halloween one.
Oddly enough, yeah, I mean...
Because we were going in order. We went with, you know, the Lunar New Year, St. Patrick's Day. So we still, I mean, that year we're planning on doing a Halloween one. We're going to do a Thanksgiving one and a Christmas one at least. So, you know, those were probably going to be the 6. And I thought about some fun ones where it's like Father's Day and it could be like Zell Daddy or something. Z Daddy. for April Fools. Nice. Yeah. For, April Fools, we thought about doing like Zach or, Keo, and he would like have his hands behind his back and be shirtless and be like ripped and stuff.
Like robot ripped?
Yeah, just like robot ripped or something. I don't know, like just dumb stuff like that. But, you know, maybe we'll bring it back if there's a demand, if people want it, people like it.
I demand you demand for it.
I demand you to demand this. I will say, though, there's 2 comments that rubbed me the wrong way that happened today.
What?
The first one, not too bad, but it was pretty dumb, which is this lady, her daughter wanted to buy a couple art prints, and she's like, you get two. Because she was like, how much are they? We said 15 or two for 25. She said, okay. She's like, you can have two. So she picked the two she wanted, went to go hand us $25 and said, actually, can you do a deal for three? And so, you know, we don't really have a deal for three. I'm sorry. It's like the two, you know, two for 25 is just kind of what we have. And she said, what about this? Do three for 21. And I just kind of like think for a second.
No.
Like, no, I know, exactly.
That's, so cut $4 off the price, add another.
Yeah, I know. That's no, what I, it's like almost like, insulting.
I mean, that's like reverse math. Like, that's not how economy works. If anything, it would have been, one for 15, two for 25. So you have done three for, right at, what, 40?
I mean, talking about if there wasn't a discount, or
yeah,
was?
Yeah, like either $35, $40, yeah.
Yeah, well, it'd be $40 if she just bought them. If she just bought three the way we currently have them priced,
it would be $45.
It'd be $40. Because it'd be the two for $25.
$15, $30, $45. So you cut $5 off the price.
Wait, no, hold on. Two.
Like if you do base, it would be $15, $30, $45. So what you do with the two is
you're saying without any deal at all.
Yeah, without any deal at all.
Okay, so we both were right. We just were saying two different things.
And then so for the $2 for the two deal, you're cutting $5 off the base price. So it's two for 25, which is what, like, what, $12.50 a piece.
Yeah.
Versus 15. So then the next one down would probably be $10.
Yeah, but she wanted to cut it to $7 a piece.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah. It's like,
which is in the wrong direction for the company to make money. It's like, lady, this, what do you think? We're not getting charity money to make back what you're taking away from us.
Yeah, and I get the idea too, like, you know, a customer wants a good deal, and obviously the small business wants to try to be a business.
It's had a network error. Or,
well, Twitch can go suck side. A fat burrito.
Do you want to recheck on the computer, make sure it hasn't crashed?
I mean, it looks good on our end, on the Twitch end, but, you know, you can refresh it, see what's going on.
Because it might be mine, just being stupid.
We just need to play, like, elevator music. Like, just have elevator music on command. It's like, dum, 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 dum. Dee, 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 dee. Sending out an SOS. Yeah, someone, when they heard Vindicated Entertainment, they're like, yeah, I feel like I know a song about that or something. And they're like, they sit there for a while trying to think about it.
Oh, yes, Vindicated Entertainment, the most well-known song from popular artists.
He's like, oh yeah, isn't it like a Spider-Man song? I'm like, dude, come on. Like,
yeah. Vindicated Entertainment. Like, it's too many syllables to work into a song.
Now, he's talking about the Dashboard Confessional song. Like, vindicated, I am selfish, I am wrong, I am right. Have you heard that song?
I'm glad I haven't.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably better that you haven't. It was fine for the time.
But yeah, no, like, our company has eight syllables in the name. I mean, you're not really going to...
Oh, man. Love to see someone make a jingle out of that one.
Probably still a better song than sending out an SOS.
True, yeah.
God.
Yeah, then the lady, though, seemed kind of, like, miffed that I didn't give her the deal. She just kind of looked at me like...
Like, how dare you try not to sell yourself short? Like, thanks, I guess.
Yeah, and then... So, but on the flip side of that, there's a guy that that came by the table... named Jerry. Jerry, you're awesome.
Hey, Jerry!
And he supported us recently and bought a lot of games recently, a lot of stuff recently at a different con. And I see him at Pop Cult and stuff. And he wanted to buy like one or two of the game tokens. And I, for the life of me, could not remember the price because I haven't actually like just sold a like single game token in so long because I haven't really pushed them at all. And so I was like, honestly, like, you've supported us a lot. You can just have the two game tokens. And he's like, no, man. He's like, I'm supporting you guys. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
Here's $5. Just like, I don't care if it's extra. Like, take the five. And I was like, thanks so much, man. It's so nice. And like that is so nice and cool to have someone like that. And Jerry is just way better than that old grandma. That
Screw you, old grandma.
Yeah, because it's like every time I go to a con and I see Aqua, like one of the other artists I majorly support, it's like I try to give her at least like a couple of bucks for art print, and sometimes even like money over, just because it's like, you know, I want to support her and see her succeed. Like, you guys are, you know, the independent artists I know and am friends with and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's just small business is so cool because you see unique things. Like, no one else has the same artwork that Aqua Bunny has.
Yeah, and I mean, she deserves to be way bigger than she is with the art that she has. I mean,
she's gotten to some like fine art places and stuff too, though. Which is,
yeah,
cool.
True. Yeah, and it's like seeing that stuff. It's huge. Like, it's, you know, it's like you feel like, shit, that's, it's like, you know.
Yeah, and she's doing pretty well. I mean, she could always do better, of course, but like she's doing decently at least.
Yeah, just one of those things. Is like you always want to see like your friend go like as far as they can. Like, you know, it's like,
yeah.
Will she ever end up in the lieu of a, you know, there's no telling, but it's like if she did, it's like you'd be like, holy shit, I knew when she was doing like $15 commissions.
Well, like one of the biggest ones that I remember seeing like that was a long time ago at this convention. No, it's the boogeyman.
I'll go get the special boy.
Oh no.
We're doomed.
We're all doomed.
Doomed.
Sound like Gideon from Gravity Falls.
Doomed, Mabel. We're doomed. Doomed.
Hi, stream.
Hey, it's that guy.
We're doomed.
Hey, pick up the Hocus Pocus, take it on the table. We're not going to play it, but we're going to talk about it a little bit later.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you're freaking late.
Fuckers! Listen, I texted your boyfriend, no answer.
Yeah, because look, husband. We're on Anchor.
Somebody could have fucking told me we're live.
Well, yeah, oh, right. Yeah, you know we're going live at 8:30.
Oh, zero. I checked at 8:30. We were live!
Wait, hold up. You're not included on this one. Zero Dan Redeem, make us boo.
Boo! Wait, does make us boo mean you boo at me?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just we just decided to boo at you.
Improv.
Fuck you.
Hey, that's a nice improv, though.
Cocksucker.
We Zach finally got that. Here. Yes, so, he did, Dave.
You know the restaurant we went to a couple...
Candle White Jacks?
Yes.
Yes.
Was it Mink White? No, Sushi to Go, I thought.
Sushi Go? Yes.
Yeah, that's where we went.
That's a,
who's
that's
we
a
again?
Card game.
What?
Yeah, it is
Sushi
a card
Go.
Game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, can we get it? Am I in focus?
It's a fun game.
I've been drinking.
No, Ford's in focus.
You've been drinking and you drove here?
Well, not like heavily. I had two glasses of
Well,
sake.
Then you can't have any excuse.
I can when nobody... We say 8:30. I check the stream. I literally go on Twitch. Boop. Not live. Two other streamers are live.
Because we said that we're... Like, in Discord, we posted, hey guys, we're supposed to be live at 8:30, but we're waiting on Zach.
You could start without me. I'm
we
not
did.
A magical.
We did. That's why we're live. Yeah. And then you complained because you said you didn't respond because we started without you. Which is what you said we should have done.
Listen, somebody could have texted me. This fucker could have texted me.
Why do we have
what
to text you?
Text
you knew
you.
We were here streaming.
Yes, but I was also dinner still.
Okay,
like,
okay
yeah.
That's why we started without you. You have to understand, dude. We were giving you the chance
you
to
like
finish
a circular,
your
like,
engagement.
Circular logic.
Yeah, she was hot and you're not, so.
Okay, well, still, we were giving you a chance to finish your nice dinner date with a lovely lady, and then you could join the podcast.
Why are you screaming at Evie?
But no.
You know what would ruin Zach's day?
Complain about us not telling you, so that way you left out early on your date.
Granted, me
you know
and her
what
made out.
You know what would ruin Zach's day is a flow chart. It's like, did this happen? Yes? No? Oh, and it just takes him back to the same thing. That's his, like, final boss flow chart.
This is my new Evie.
Yes, pancake.
Do you know your girl's
what's
name?
What's her name?
Now?
Kendall.
Kendall, okay.
I did not know her name. I didn't have it saved. I just had her number. I was like, fuck, I better save this.
Mm. How do you spell it?
K.
Did you check with her first?
No. I did this is what I did. I scrolled all the way to the top of our text messages found that she spelled synthesis.
Good job, Zach.
He said, hey,
let's
girl.
Let's hope she didn't spell it to be funny.
Hey, girl, I won't be able to learn how to spell your name without my tongue in your mouth.
We did make out.
Oh, there you go. It's like Starfire.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, I still don't know.
Yes, maybe she was spelling her name in Morse code. I really hope you paid attention. There will be a test later. Like,
hey, girl, I'm maybe dumb.
Listen,
English,
I have a half a bottle
would,
of
like, sake
sitting in my car right now. I fucking doubt that.
You already had a bottle of sake.
Okay.
at your house that you haven't finished.
I have? Dude, I just thought of a sport that we need to play. It's called sake hockey. You play hockey while drinking sake.
Yes! Wait.
Or hacky sake.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. That one would be even worse.
Hacky sake would send somebody to the hospital.
No, so, well, okay. If we did air hockey sake...
Or air hockey sake, hack sake.
Air hockey sake?
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, no, that would be... just face planted to the table.
Oh, Dave and Buster's has a high air hockey table. We just need to get fucked up on sake.
Has a what?
Air hockey table.
Okay.
What did I say?
You added a few extra layers in there. Dave and Buster's had a hair. You went on a ride there, buddy.
It's been a long day.
No, it's okay. It's
the
good.
Left side of your face is no longer moving.
Is it? Yes, oh, fuck. I've had a stroke.
You smell
too.
The toast?
I smell burnt toast.
Quick, somebody get some tape. We'll just put that up until the end of the podcast.
Quick, just don't turn your body, and then the camera part of you will look fine.
Yeah. I also got this.
He can be the new Two-Face. Do DC theme cosplay. He'll be Two-Face.
Oh my god. Imagine. Oh, all right, so what you were saying, but you're not a drinker, of course, but yeah. The ones of us that are, you could absolutely have fun watching and encouraging this. Mm-hmm. But we do throw burrito with drinks.
Oh, fuck.
Like,
oh, that like, would be like a when
people
show.
Have when people have to stand up and take the three steps
with real burritos.
No, absolutely
that,
not.
No, that has to happen.
No,
now
people would be so pissed, dude.
No, no, we tell them about that. We do that, but we do that outside.
No, but people would still
that
be
had,
pissed.
That had nothing to even do with what he said. It's like people would be pissed that we're getting rid of so much food and wasting it, and you're like. Yeah,
oh,
but
okay.
We're gonna
I
do
thought
it outside.
You meant
that. Yeah, yeah, that's we pollute.
Listen, these fuckers threw how many eggs was it? Like 24 or something at me? 36? How many eggs did you guys throw at me?
Hey,
they were rotten.
Yeah, the
yeah,
eggs
I know,
were rotten.
They
couldn't be sold.
That we get burritos from Taco Bell that they can't sell no more.
Yeah, Taco Bell should be able to sell stuff. So that makes sense.
Thank you. Or we get all expired product. We still make the burritos because you can't eat them. Just saying.
Who wants to make expired burritos?
I've made worse at the church camp shit.
Look, I'm still saying we need to, do we still know somebody besides, the one that had, like, a culinary degree?
Hmm? We knew somebody.
Do we know someone who can cook, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Me!
Because, okay. No. Someone that can, like, actually cook.
Me!
What? When?
Listen, just because I don't...
Fucking win.
Do you want me to cook for you?
No. Tell me what your qualifications are. Did you go to school?
Technically, no.
Like, a technical college, no? Or, like, absolutely not after high school?
You really think I went to college, period?
I really wonder why you think you can cook at the degree that I need this person to be able to cook.
So this is...
Can you do a flower and a fruit with a fancy fucking knife?
After a couple bottles of sake, probably.
No. All right. That's what I'm talking
Thank you,
about.
Abby.
Is, I want to get someone that's actually, like, a half-assed decent cook. Like, actually cooks things.
Dan. Zero Dan. Really? All right.
Dan, awesome. We'll keep, when you get here, we'll do this. Because the idea is to have him try to teach us as a cooking class to cook.
Oh, fuck.
With our current skills in cooking. And that way you have both the comedy of trying to watch Dan not have an aneurysm at our failures and our phenomenal failures on camera.
That would be terrible but awesome at the same time.
I mean, yeah, it would be people being like, you're copying Nailed It on Netflix. Well, fuck you.
Nailed It on Netflix?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Yes, Nailed It is a show on Netflix where people try to imitate professional cooks and it sucks.
I don't know that.
We'll call our show The Cookers. Street cookers.
I always jokingly called mine Cooking with Corey because I just love acting. I love alliteration.
Because me, I.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Eat it.
Cook suckers.
Cook suckers?
Dan just goes, oh, fuck.
I love it.
Oh, speaking, I got a sucker.
Ooh, what? Mystery.
Yeah, if I can take it, I'm good. I got two more in here. Ooh, I got water bottles. Wait a minute. This is not the backpack I should have put this shit in.
So with that, as that was coming in, we're talking about the lady that tried to get the three prints.
Oh, that bitch! That that fucking...
I'm very glad Zach came in for this conversation.
I hate this woman because we have a sign and we even said out loud, 2 for 25. Can you do 3 for 21? Bitch, that math does not add up. That math tells me you either aren't paying attention or you are dumber than me.
It's bad if Zach is yelling at you about not understanding the math.
Bitch, do you know math?
Are you dumb?
Are you dumb?
As George W. Bush would say, are you dumba? Yeah, there's a B in there. I know. This, oh my god. This, I have been suppressing this anger because I didn't want...
I have some of your water.
Fuck, I got another one right here.
Hey, awesome. I'll take it.
Now that means the case is gone. Fuck.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm sorry.
Ooh, what else is this? What's this? Hey, even better. What the fuck was that?
Ugh, it's not even
I got one. Tape.
Why do I look, tape? Zach, yeah, I like how you go for something that's actually... nourishing and refreshing like water, and then you're like, you know, fuck it, Mountain Dew.
No, I don't. I didn't know I had that.
Major Melon.
Fuck you. First off,
the most worst unhealthy, one. Worst one.
But no, I've been fucking burying this in all day because A, I didn't want to make a scene. I didn't want to do something. You know, we kind of talk shit about her, but I also didn't want to make like, you know, have bad vibes for the people around us. This bitch has the audacity. To be like, can you do better? Maybe. 3 for 21? Bitch, what the fuck? Better would be like 3 for 33. Okay, you know what? $11 a pop, sure. Why the fuck not? But no, No, not now. This bitch ruined it. So if you were gonna go to a convention and be like, can I get 3 for 33? If you go, can we get 3 for 33? We're gonna tell you, fuck you, and then I'm gonna have an aneurysm from that fucking old bitch. Like, it's just like, we talked about this. Maroon 500 kid. Fucking, you remember that fucker coming up to us and saying, I got $17. I think we could give you a game. I'm at 7. There's the $10 difference, you little fuck!
Yeah, hey, I want, like, 2 of your art prints for $7.
Was that, like, I thought it was, no, it wasn't art prints because we didn't have art prints. No, it was the game. It was the game.
I want Spellslingers in the expansion for $7.
We didn't even have an expansion. No, did we have an expansion?
Yes.
We did 2 years ago? No.
I don't think we did.
It was Spellslingers and it was something else.
Maybe it was like a button or something.
No, it wasn't a button because it was like $25. No, maybe it was. It was like $25.
Maybe a couple buttons, but yeah, it's just
No, it was Spellslingers.
It was Spellslingers and something
else.
It
was Spellslingers. Oh, it was like, all right, that's $20. He's like, well, I got 7. It's like, all right, well, move.
No, he first said, I have 17. And it was like, okay. And you, like, were going to ask me. And then I heard him go, oh, no, I mean, I have 7. There's a $10 difference.
Oh, that that was it. It's like, I've got 17. It's like, maybe we can come up with 3 somewhere. And it's like, I've got 7. It's like, then why are you still talking? Leave.
And I know you've been selling shit because you tried to hawk us shit. You little fuck. You fat fucker. And I'm not fat shaming, but you little piece of shit. Like, if you're going to come up to me and be like, I got $17. Okay, I could probably work for you. $3, whatever. We can make that up somewhere. Oh, I got 7. Fuck you! Fuck you, the 2 horses you had to ride in on. And fuck whatever you were selling, because I don't give a damn. I still feel dumb for buying shit for them.
You bought something?
I bought one thing. It was a fucking Pokemon
from Maroon 500?
Unfortunately.
Oh, man.
I didn't know it was him, though.
He supported Maroon 500.
No, it was... I still, to this day, don't think that was his girlfriend.
Dude, why do you even care about that part of the story? What does that have to do with anything?
Because
that
was his girlfriend.
Your anime girlfriend's fake.
No, it was a real girl. Because she sold it to me. And then he walked up after I bought it. I'm like, fuck, I bought for you guys. Damn it. Fuck. Why am I stupid? But I wasn't because I didn't know. Because their booth was on the other side. Was on the other side and down 3. But I didn't realize how close he was. Because he was around us the entire. By the way, this is from a convention 2 years ago now. No, a year ago?
Yeah, 2.
2019, that's yes. Right. My and your first con. And Rachel's first con.
Yeah.
Really? It's,
yeah, I was the ringleader for that shit show. Because you had work, Caleb couldn't do it, so then it was me.
And Seggy didn't advertise.
Someone had ammonia at work, and then I was going to be gone at a different convention.
And we had someone else who said, I don't want to do Seggy. I'm going to come up with you guys to this one.
Yeah, he's like, I absolutely refuse to help Zach and Corey and Rachel at Seggy, so instead I'm going to go there. I'm like, we don't need the help.
And then
here.
Drove back to Greenville, then back up to the set place.
And then had a temper tantrum because they had to drive too much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jared from Subway.
Ha ha ha! That's a good one. But yeah,
I'm still so sad because I did that great joke in chat and you had no comment on it whatsoever.
What joke?
I was probably either at work or asleep.
The one that Aaron.
Well, we can't fully talk.
Wait, about it. No, we absolutely
was it
can.
Was it our group chat or the Discord?
It was chat? Our group chat. Mm. The robbing the cradle one.
Trying to think which one.
I know what you're talking. I did see it at some point, but yeah, I feel like I was in the middle of something.
It's like, why is our guy filing bankruptcy? Because there's no money in robbing the cradle.
Ah, that one, yes.
Just tell him about this guy we don't
yeah,
like.
There's
so, hey, Murph.
Hey, Murph. Hey.
We're talking about Murph, actually. Fuck you.
He says hello.
No, Murph just had their Murph day.
There's so many fuckers born in September.
Yeah, we literally had like 8 birthdays we just went through. And
which
then,
means all our parents like the fuck in December.
And like Aaron's birthday is coming up soon.
Yes, it's a Christmas miracle your mom put out.
Ho, ho, ho.
You know, I'm sure somewhere down the line. You know, I'm my dad's best jizz
no,
shot.
No,
in the chimney.
I said blow, blow, blow.
Yeah. What else were we going to talk about?
So, I wanted to bring up... Because
I
want to
get this anger away from me now.
Well, I wanted to bring up...
this anger away from me?
I wanted to bring up the worst comment I've heard. This is even worse than
was
that
this,
woman.
Did this happen...
I don't think you were there. Do you think Zach was there?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, you weren't here. So, dude, this is the worst comment we had. Wait, this guy walk up. And I say this. I haven't even told Corey this one.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Dude. So, this guy walks up to the table. Like, with his wife. I think it's his wife. I don't know. Walked up to the table. Was looking at everything. He's like... Really dig your art. Your art's really cool. Like, looking through it, I was like, I love the art you guys going on, the art style, the vibe you guys going on. And then I said we make, you know, board games and card game stuff. Showed him Spellslingers, Gold Team. He's like, cool, cool. And he's like, looking at it. He's like, cool art, everything's good. And he just looks at me and he says, so, you know, you're going to make a video game? And I said, well, you know, maybe in the future that'd be really cool. Not any current plans to make a video game. You know, we're focusing more on the tabletop stuff and the art prints and stuff like that. He's like, okay, cool. He's like, well, I just want to let you know that, like, I really like your art, so I really want it to be something someday. So, like, you really need to make it into a video game so it can actually, like, be something important.
What a douchebag. What the fuck?
I can't really be asked to spend my time on a game where I have to think for myself, so you should just make something work things for
fuck?
Me.
Now, I will what say this, though. I will say, other than that, he was pretty nice. And he did, like, buy things and stuff. So I think
you have told me this story before, but it's been...
No,
this is,
no
this
it happened just happened today.
Today. Really?
Yeah.
No, then it's had to have been someone else that said something
similar. I've had other people say similar... I've had other people tell me, like, hey, it's cool that you make card games, but, like...
I can't wait for you to do something where you, like, make something big. And it's like, wow, thanks, you know, I'm...
You know, Monopoly's not big, you know? Trouble's not big.
It's like,
Star's
you know,
not big.
It's like, you know, you're sitting there with your DeviantArt drawings. I'm sitting here behind a table at a booth at a convention. So, you know,
making money. Yeah. Thanks, douchebag. Jesus.
He asked if we were on Steam like 5 times.
I was there for that.
I caught the last bit of it.
Because I heard the Steam thing. I'm just like, Steam? I'm like, and I'm thinking like, oh, maybe Tabletop Steam?
Wait. Could this have been like one of the guys that came in while we were doing Tabletop Simulator?
No, because that's what I thought. I heard the Steam thing. I'm like, maybe they mean like, do we have games on Steam? Which technically with Tabletop Simulator, we do.
Yeah.
On a technical level.
Yeah, yeah, technically. And I did think of that.
But that's still like, oh, you got anything on Steam? Like, I think I was talking to someone or something. I can't remember, but I was
you were probably standing off to the side talking to that girl whose name you didn't know until only just recently.
I do like that is how you're like, whatever this is going to be starts, is like, I don't know you.
I didn't know her name for a week and a half, but
it worked out fine. It's like,
cool.
I don't know you. I don't remember you, but I will kiss you. I will ship you. We will go on a
date. Num. No, it wasn't her. It was someone else. It was a dude.
Murph says, fun fact, my due date was Halloween, but I was born early. And then he also said, what the fuck? Like, board games aren't something?
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Yeah. It was oh, who's the dude that shot your wedding?
Corey.
Oh.
Corey.
Other
yeah.
Corey.
Black Corey.
Yeah, it's not Black. Oh my
god. Stop hitting the table, you fuck!
We had this conversation at another table while you guys were like away, but he's like, oh yeah, you know, it's other Corey, Black Corey. And me and Drake and Rachel were all just like, oh my god. And I'm like, Zach, this right here is exactly why we have 3 viewers on Twitch.
No. Listen, if you have a white guy named Jamal, he's not named Jamal, he's named White Jamal.
No.
Just saying.
No, he's not. At worst, Jamie. At best,
what the
just
fuck?
Jamal.
What kind of bullshit is that? What kind of accent was that?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
This reminds me that in Pop Cult, we got a shipment of Beanie Babies.
Yeah, T.Y. Beanie Babies, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It was of a camel, and...
His name was Humphrey, wasn't it?
No.
That's funny.
What was his name?
It was Jamal.
What? How? Every T.Y. is supposed to have, like, a really punny name based on what it is.
Well,
who the fuck thought camel's name? You know camel. Jamal.
We decided to call him Jamal the Camel.
Like, what the fuck? Like, what kind of fucking Taiwanese bullshit is your boss
that's
buying?
Not even Taiwanese.
It's
that's,
not?
No, that's, like, that's cursed.
No, she said it. You said it came from... What, no?
No, it's called T.Y.
Oh, it's called...
Yeah, T.Y. Beanie Babies. Like, I have a snake from them called Hissy. That's
Does he throw a fit?
That's the name of the snake, because it's a snake. They hiss. His name is Hissy. That's how they do
Don't
their
make
name
fun
convention.
Of Jamal the Camel.
Jamal the Camel. Who are you? Jamal the Camel. By the way, can I get my keys real quick?
Like, I would have named him, like, Camomile if you're going to do something
That's
like that.
That's a good one. By the way,
But fucking Jamal.
I got a Cusco, the poison for Cusco. Cusco's poison.
Uh-huh. That's real cool.
It is. I got it from, oh shit, what was that woman's name?
Speaking of which, Corey, not that Corey, is doing a video based on the wedding. He filmed a bunch of our wedding stuff. And you guys haven't seen Corey, not that Corey. But maybe we'll have Corey, not that Corey, on a future stream someday.
Not Corey on the left, Corey on the right, maybe?
No.
I don't know. We do need a nickname, though, because it will get kind of confusing.
And it's not going to be Corey in the house.
I wasn't even thinking that,
Absolutely
but that's a good one.
Absolutely not.
You're the one that brought it up. I was not thinking
Yes,
that.
But that's because he's black, and you would do that, and it would be no. I would have to put you in the no-no closet.
Actually, no, I was not thinking that at all.
What about Corey in the studio?
No! Camera Corey!
What about Cam?
You know, Camera Corey, because he fucking shot your fucking your wedding on a camcorder.
Or Vori for video. No, that doesn't sound good.
No.
Recording.
Wrong genre.
Recory.
That's a hentai hole.
Wow.
That's a hentai hole we're not going down.
Yeah, that's a hentai. You gotta show me later. But anyways, what else were we doing? Yeah, that was a weird fucking comment that dude said.
Yeah, it was. Very weird. Mm.
Are you on Steam? No, we don't make video games.
No, we don't make video.
Are you on Steam?
He literally, he did that. And he did
Wait,
that
so
like
twice?
No, he asked three or four times.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? Yeah, but are you on Steam?
Is
it's
this
like,
dumber
no.
than me?
Yeah, and then after we said we weren't on Steam like four times, he said, okay, well, I just wanted to be something one day. Like,
well, how about you like buy all our stuff, advertise it for us, and we'll get there.
It's like this. It's like the so you guys. I don't know if you guys know this. I made a Facebook status about this a few days ago. This guy on YouTube commented on a video I was doing on Bunkers and Badasses, and he said he called me a boomer for talking about tabletop role playing games.
Yes, I remember that. That was hilarious.
And everybody's collective reaction was just like head turn. Like what?
What?
It's like one of the most prevalent types of gaming. Like, I went to
Especially
Gen Con,
now.
An entire fucking convention built around tabletop gaming.
BoomerCon. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, all of those boomers, you know, the babies, the 12-year-olds, the, you know, the 20-year-olds shopping for stuff. Boomers, each and every one of them.
Holy shit. Yeah, I remember that.
All right, so booming into our next segment.
Zero Dan said, what's Steam?
Like trains, like choo choo.
So we got mail today.
We did.
This package was actually sent to us for us to play.
By who?
Michelle.
By Disney?
Michelle. Michelle Edwards sent us this package.
Your mom.
We have to tell everyone. It sounds way more official if we just say Michelle.
Oh wow.
Now, Abby's mom sent us Hocus Pocus.
Which she likes play. Me. This is surprising.
Is this the one from Ravensburger or who's it?
It says
it
from,
is. Yeah.
No, it says from the movie.
Ravensburger.
No, yeah, no, I mean the game company, dude.
This part. From the movie. That's my joke, asshole.
The movie made it. The movie just spit it out. You just put it in VHS and it just blows out your VHS. And
yeah.
Listen, I made it funny. That's all I wanted to say. All right.
Except she's laughing at my joke.
Vincent made fuck
you. Fuck you too.
Whoops.
No. Fuck you three. Not Beast Boy.
So this says, the black flame candle has been lit. Well, now the Sanderson witches you must outwit, or with a wretched evil potion, a foul spell they'll set in motion. Stun the witches and ruin the brew before the sun can rise anew. Work together to protect Salem's children and stop the Sanderson sisters from completing their wicked potion before the sun rises. So this sounds like a cooperative game.
Oh,
and it's, let's see, 2 to 6 players. There's a cauldron, 50 ingredients, witch board, 13 spells, sun token, stun token, 4 trick tokens, Binks mover, and rule book.
Binks.
This is yours, by the way.
So, yeah, this will be fun. I'm excited for us to give this a try at some point.
Yeah.
So we'll probably replace the Bloodborne card game, since we played that kind of recently.
Oh, no. Darn. Shucks.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
You're an idiot.
No, I mean...
Wasn't paying attention, I know.
No, for one of our stream...
release the...
No, I released an event schedule for the month, and one of the dates is currently scheduled to play the Bloodborne card game again, given it's October. And,
okay.
Bloodborne, though, was the only thing put on the schedule that... it had the least amount of votes of everything put on the schedule. So that's why
I find it. Switching that up, honestly.
Yeah, so we can do...
We're going to talk about anything else about the con?
So, Corey told us about his experience. We mentioned our worst experiences.
Yeah.
Best experiences?
I mean, I picked this up, like...
How much was it?
$25.
Okay.
So, when me and Abby were at the con yesterday to set up, I walked to go find a bathroom. I didn't realize they were behind us. So I went to, like, the front entrance, because thinking there should be a bathroom right there. There wasn't one. But as I was passing, I saw a booth that had this Eevee. And it's funny, because the little tag says, I heart Eevee.
Mm.
So cute. And I picked that up. I was like, I think that the con was going for, like, 20 minutes, maybe? And I'm like, oh, shit. And I had to have Abby pull out my credit card, because the... jumpsuit or the onesie suit I was wearing for Beast Boy, the fingers don't work too well, and I ran up there, got it, and then ran back, and as I was running back, this fucking girl was like, Beast Boy, and I slid to a stop, and she threw candy at me. I'm like, am I dead? Because she was wearing the, like, a nurse's doctor's outfit.
It was like red and black.
Yes, yeah. And she definitely had some revealing factors about it. And I'm like, am I dead? Does this mean I'm dead? What's with the candy? She goes, no, you're fine. You're still alive. Okay, cool. Thank you. And I took off again.
Yeah, she was the Silent Hill nurse, I think.
Oh, fuck. Well, I might die.
Well, she had the toga wig on, though.
No, this was a different one.
The one that threw the Halloween candy at me?
Not at you. Different girl.
Oh, okay.
There was like three of them, or three or four of them.
Dressed in red and black, throwing Halloween candy at me?
No.
Okay.
There's like, I don't know if they were all correlated to each other, but they all had the same bucket.
Well, wait, did they throw chocolate at you?
No, they threw... I got...
Okay, so they weren't trying to kill you.
No. No.
Beast Boy,
ha-ha.
Chocolate, ha-ha.
Ha-ha, ha-ha. There was, like, two suckers in each of them. Twizzler, you got Smarties, and I got some...
What else do you have for the candy? Like, pass them out here. Come on.
Fuck you.
Come on, candy man.
There's Emma.
Come on, candy man, let me in your candy van.
Eat my ass. I got Cheetos.
All right. Definitely not candy.
Double-sided tape.
All right. Getting warmer.
There's the bag you came in.
That's what I like. I can put that over my head.
Which head? I don't know. Let's see. Let's see. A cherry Jolly Rancher lollipop. That's yours, right. Dickhead. How about this? Woo!
Cherry? Seriously, what's wrong with you?
Fuck you. There's a cotton candy.
I'll take cherry.
Yeah, I hate
charms.
Cherry.
Did you? Oh shit! Fuck.
Because it always tastes like cough syrup.
You told me.
I love cough syrup.
I'm not surprised. a charms.
Mercer's still not candy.
box cutter and a fucking.
Yes, my favorite candy. Box cutter.
Yes, you're the one people warn about in Halloween.
Oh fuck! Yeah. I was looking for these bits at work.
Hey Zach, wash the table.
Oh shit.
Yeah, just
another pencil, and then
you keep getting on the Corey for, and you're like,
yeah, I did it once. He's done it 4 times since I've been here, asshole. I bet you during the podcast, I'll hear it at least 3 more times.
Ding, ding.
5 more.
Ha.
I listened to the first podcast we all did. You gave me shit. You're like, Zach, don't hit the table. You hit the table so many fucking times in that podcast.
Hey, we had 14 plays on that podcast.
Yeah, I was 6 of them.
Really?
I was at least 2 of them.
Okay. I mean, admittedly, it was a really good podcast to listen to, too.
Alright, I'm putting the rest of the shit back.
Well, what Zach missed earlier was Corey and I going on about how if someone plays this back and asks us questions and, like, we somehow set it up where it's like, yeah, you can ask us questions and we won't answer it. And it's like we're these, like, douchebag YouTubers and stuff.
I don't want that spider. They get candy, I get a spider.
Ew.
What the hell is this?
Fucking
what? Why does this spider have, like, 2 ant antennas?
That's worse. That's
freaking creepy, dude.
Listen, you got my Smartie, so, like...
I did not.
Who got the Smarties?
Me.
Well, who ate the Twizzler?
Me.
So fucking she's got nothing from yours?
I don't know.
I ate the can-
She hates Twizzlers. And she doesn't...
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, and I don't know how she feels about Smarties, but I traded you for your Smarties.
I know.
Smarties are cool.
Smarties, you know, they're cool. What the fuck are we talking about? I'm so
no, it's been a long day. A lot of stuff happened.
Well, it's
been
a long weekend too for me. I had to drive to Anderson 2 times.
Boo hoo.
Yeah.
What was the coolest thing that happened at the con for you guys? Hold on. So you got this Eevee, and then you got this Beast Boy,
yeah,
which is on this cool like wood, like thick plastic.
That's definitely
stands easily.
It's a nice. That was $20, and I'm like, you know what, for what it's on, and I know, and the art style, I'm like, you know what, like...
Yeah, and supporting someone, too.
Yeah.
That, yeah,
and he's got some other stuff, too, that I'm going to get later down the line. He's got a Raven one, so I got to get a match for that, and then something else I was looking at. I'm trying to think.
Do I see a werewolf howl?
Yeah, there's a werewolf howl in there.
Oh, it got redeemed.
Oh, it did?
By Murph. Nice to see you pay attention, dickhead.
Look. You were doing a whole lot of stuff right there, okay?
You want me to fucking have it up on mic?
Just go ahead and howl.
No, it's all of us.
Yes,
right?
I know.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
But your neighbor's like, what the fuck?
And I bet the neighbor's dog is like, what the fuck? What's going on?
You start hearing the dog go,
No, it's not going to be that. It's going to be a little fucking twat.
You just hear, oh.
Shut the fuck up!
You start hearing the, like, the owner of the dog just yelling, shut up, Sandals! Shut up, Sandals!
Sandals!
Boy, I love naming my dog Sandals.
Sandals, shut up! Sandals, shut up!
But then again, from a man that named his snake transmission in the game. So.
Oh, yeah, you fucking... I think one thing about this con was just, it was more relaxed than some, because this wasn't, when I say more relaxed, when we did the 2-day show, it was not very relaxing.
Nah.
This one, like, even though we had Dan to help, this one with Abby, I think because it was, yeah, we had that big rush at one point, but it was still pretty chill.
Yeah, that was a fairly big rush for me.
Yeah.
For that one little bit of time. I would say it was a bit busier than Seggy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, too, that the space was so much smaller. Mm-hmm. It was in the same complex, but it was in a different area in general. Because Saggy, for some reason, it's in a different part of the convention hall, so.
Yeah. And Abby and I didn't get anything. And Corey got just the keychain?
Yeah, just
the keychain. Okay, a cool Bulbasaur keychain, which you can see on his Instagram at DangerRisk.com.
You went to see his dick.
Dot com.
I don't know what the number is.
Yeah, I mean, well, me, I'm always, you know, an Eevee guy, and anything I see this, especially because it's a Japanese, you know, it's from Japan! Right? If you tell me that's Korean, I'm gonna hit you.
Made in Vietnam.
Well, but it's from the Japanese, like, Pocus shop, I think. I don't know. Can you read Japanese? Or Korean, or Vietnamese, or Mandarin.
Sure, it doesn't say.
Only one of those would work.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I told you what happened. That howl, that guy's just like...
I can tell you whether or not it's Korean. Not that I understand it, but I can recognize the letters.
We still don't know what that fucking Among Us
game is. Yeah, we had that Among Us card game, and it's just like, what is... I don't know where that went.
Should we try to play that, just because I'm still intensely curious?
It looks more like a trading card game than... Oh, shit, sorry, Groot.
He's Groot. getting fresh with
He's
Amelia.
I am Groot.
I'm just gonna right there. Yeah, I mean, me, Eevee, and then that Beast Boy was really cool. I spent like $45, and I was like, you know what, this is all my spending money because I still need to pay rent. Fuck, I should have done that. I'll do that tomorrow.
Are you looking for it now? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's on the bookshelf.
Yeah, it has to be. I'm trying to think what all, because nothing really interesting happened. I hate to say it like that, but that's also a good thing. It's not like, you know, oh yeah, we ran out of French fries, so like, Abby got nachos, Vincent got chicken strips, I got a pretzel, and that was, I'm trying to think, is there anything?
And, you know, Liz, me and Liz Ooh. And Allie came by and tortured you for a little bit.
I got something interesting.
Oh.
When I went to walk around, at one point, I had the sniffles, and so I went to sniff, like, deep inhale sniff, and at that moment, I got the, like, I was just